I'm Bill Littlefield, ahead on Only a Game. The first NHL player of Chinese descent tells his story of breaking into the bigs. But first, this weekend at the Daytona 500, Danica Patrick will start out in front. It's the first time in Sprint Cup history that a female driver has won that honor. Joining me is Brant James, who covers motorsports, among other things, for ESPNW and ESPN. Brant, welcome back to Only a Game.
Thanks for having me.
For years, the complaint against Danica Patrick has been that she's a pretty woman whose sexy magazine spreads overshadow her accomplishments behind the wheel. I don't know whether that's been fair or not, but is this week's poll enough to change that perception?
I don't think it will. Not entirely. I mean, after all, this is NASCAR's biggest event, no doubt about it. If there will be mainstream eyes, casual observers watching NASCAR at any point this year, it'll be this weekend. But when you break it down from sort of the gearhead perspective of it, the racing at Daytona and at its sister track Talladega is so completely different than everywhere else. The cars ride around in these massive packs. It's sort of a chess game where you have to find drafting partners, and you can go from first to 30th with just one bobble or someone deciding they don't want to work with you. You can't take anything away, but even she admits that, you know, this kind of racing is about the great car and the great engine that your team gives you and who's willing to work with you during the race, which is why this type of racing gets so many odd, fluky winners, people who win there for the first time and some that never win again.
For our listeners who are less familiar with auto racing, you get to start first because you qualify fastest. So that is an accomplishment already, right?
Absolutely. There's no taking that away, but even that can be dissected. not to get too sciencey, because eventually your nose starts to bleed when you talk about this too much. But you like the track to be cool. The car sticks to the track and can go faster if it's nice and cool. When it gets warmer, the track gets kind of slippery because all the goo that's down there bubbles up.
Sounds like science to me.
It's a little science, but Danica qualified 8th out of the 50-some-odd cars. She went early, which is great for her, a random draw. Can't fault her for that. She went out. She nailed a big time. It was no fluke. She didn't cover her eyes and throw a dart and hit double bull here. It was a good car. Her team gave her a very good car, and she's displayed an aptitude for this kind of racing from the moment she got in the sport.
Danica Patrick has always gotten a lot of attention. This week, she's fielding questions about her historic pole position, her first full season in Sprint Cup, and her newly revealed romantic relationship with a fellow driver. How's she handling all the pressure?
If she is feeling pressure, she has a world-class poker face. I've been interviewing Danica for nearly 10 years, and she is as happy, as confident and just as self-assured as I've ever seen her. I mean, she's very into her work. She wants to do well, but personally, she seems to be in a very good spot. She announced a divorce from her husband of 7 years in November, which was the first sort of off-season shockwave of Danica's personal business, and then the news of the relationship with Ricky Stenhouse Jr., who is contesting the Sprint Cup Rookie of the Year award with her this year, oddly enough. You think that they're going to turtle up about this because there's a lot of uncomfortable stuff about it, conflicts of interest. But, she walks in to the media center at Daytona on media day and basically takes all questions on it, even the strange and creepy ones, like, are you a guy that's going to take a walk on the beach tonight and Valentine's gifts? And it was cringeworthy. Some of it was really cringeworthy, but hopefully that's all over and all out there. But to summarize, looks as happy as I've ever seen her.
We've been hearing nonstop news about Danica Patrick since she first came onto the IndyCar scene back in 2005. But this is her first full season in NASCAR Sprint Cup, which means, as you have said, that she'll be eligible for Rookie of the Year honors. What do you think? Is she a favorite?
a solid 50-50 chance, I would say. I think you have to lean toward Ricky. I mean, he's a two-time winner of the Nationwide Series, which is the second tier series, just below Sprint Cup. Really, this is going to be another learning year for her. She's come so far so fast with this, and she's to be credited for that. But I would think that it's going to be Ricky.
Brant James writes for ESPN and ESPNW. Brant, thanks very much for joining me.
Oh, it was great. Always like coming by.